So this is the first complete piece of erotica that I've written. It was inspired by some lovely conversations with a friend and one of my favorite toys, the Doc Johnson American Bombshell triple-headed dildo. If you're into visual aids, definitely Google that. So just a heads up, this story does contain dubious consent or non-consent fantasy and monster sex. So if that is not your cup of tea, then by all means, enjoy something else. I'd been warned not to stray into the dark forest, where the trees grow close together and the leaves and bark blend into deep hues of juniper and walnut and pitch. It's an almost eerie silence, making even the air seem heavy. All the classic signs of continuing is a very, very bad idea. But my curiosity prodded at me until I found myself wandering away from the dappled sunlight and into the dim woods. My feet seemed to carry me forward, despite my mind telling them they shouldn't. Like something was tugging me onward, pulling me, drawing me deeper and deeper. Amid that ever-urging curiosity, a sliver of nervousness began to grow, my surroundings darkening with every soft step. It was the kind of nervousness you feel when you know you should be afraid, should err on the side of caution, should turn back to the safe places you know. And yet, by foolishness or stubbornness or some other coercive force, I kept going. Just one foot in front of the other, quietly padding on the soft ground. Eventually, through the darkness, I saw a light ahead. A shining patch of golden sunshine glinting through the trees. And as I drew closer, the little patch turned out to be a soft green meadow. I had this strange thought that it was the meadow pulling me along. And of course, I vaguely thought this was silly. But still, my feet kept carrying me closer and closer until all of a sudden the light went black, along with everything else. I woke up to find myself in the middle of the meadow, lying in the soft, warm grass. And the sunlight above me was so bright, I could hardly see anything for several moments. But it felt so warm and friendly, made me feel calm and relaxed. My eyes closed again, and I was enjoying the brush of each blade of grass against my bare skin. This gentle breeze, almost as warm as the sunlight, brushing over every part of my body. And that's when I realized I was feeling far too much on my bare skin. With a start, I opened my eyes and managed to lift my head. I tried to sit up, abruptly finding I couldn't. I was as naked as I feared, and I couldn't move my body at all. Someone had bound my wrists snugly to stakes in the grass, so my arms were stretched out and above my head. My ankles were similarly wrapped with a thick cord and spread wide apart. The sunlight kept me warm, but my nude body was almost entirely exposed. My most private parts on display in the middle of a still lovely, but rather large and open meadow. The fogginess lifted just enough for me to realize that I couldn't make a sound either. I wasn't gagged, and I didn't seem to be hurt, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't call out or scream. I could only gasp as I tried over and over to pull my limbs free. I didn't have much time to worry about any of this before the sunlight above me was blocked out by the face of a man. His beard was short and cocoa brown, his curling hair the same, interrupted only by goat's ears. And even that mental fog didn't keep my heart from pounding as I realized the trouble I might be in, my eyes hastily tracking down the rest of him to confirm my fears. He was bare-chested to his waist, which was covered in coarse brown hair, which covered him down his legs, ending in hooves. I remember my head smacking against the relatively soft ground in dismay. He was a satyr. I'd been caught by a satyr, alone in the woods. My mental rant against myself was interrupted by a deep chuckle. "Oh, good, you're awake," he said, squatting down beside me. His eyes caught my attention first, such a bright blue that they seemed to glint in the sunlight. It was a rather handsome face, although his half-smile was far too mischievous for comfort. His eyes drifted unabashedly over my naked body, and I looked away, feeling myself blush at how close he was to me, nothing hidden from his gaze, and I immediately regretted this. It wasn't just a satyr that had caught me, but several half-naked, or rather entirely naked satyrs, all standing around me, looking rather intently at my bound and stripped body. I was surprised when a whimper escaped my lips, and I attempted unsuccessfully to speak again. The first satyr hushed me while stroking his hand over my hair soothingly. He explained I wouldn't be able to speak and that there wasn't any use trying because I would only be able to make the sounds they enjoyed in the meadow. That made me shiver nervously and wonder what they were going to do to me. The half-smile was still there, along with a glint in his eye that made that nervous energy build again. He bent a little closer, telling me not to strain myself as I was still coming to, and that I was very pretty for a trespasser. A swell of anger rose in my chest, quickly quelled by another wave of fear. I hadn't known I was trespassing. I didn't know this was their meadow. How could I have? All I could manage was a scowl directed at the satyr, and he merely chuckled, almost casually stating it didn't matter if I knew or not, that I still had no business being there. I was in their territory, he said quietly. So close to me now, I could feel his breath on my face. That's when he touched me for the first time. He lightly drew his finger down my cheek and along my jaw, almost tickling my skin, making me shiver in my bonds again. We are a merciful and benevolent people, I remember him saying, while his smile grew, like it was some great joke. And we do not merely punish trespassers, and we discipline and teach. You must be punished, he said, while cupping my cheek, his hand feeling warmer than the sunshine and making me, much to my embarrassment, whimper again. But we will make sure that you learn why you shouldn't have entered our territory. I don't know what frightened me more, that last comment or how he began sliding his hand gently down my neck, slowly, like he was savoring the feel of my skin and the reaction he was causing, until his fingers wrapped around my neck so I could feel the strength of them. He didn't squeeze. He didn't need to. He simply rested his hand on me, the almost gentle action highlighting his control over me and my complete helplessness. Despite the warmth of the sun and his touch, the fear in my core turned icy. I was almost entirely and helplessly caught. I thought I might have a chance at escape if they untied me, but they didn't seem interested in that at the moment. The mental fog was gone, and every cautionary tale I'd ever heard about satyrs was running through my mind in vivid color. They were passionate almost to the point of violence, insatiable lovers, taking whatever and whomever they pleased, once their desire was within their grasp. And they had a reputation for merciless use of their captives. I was struggling to break free before I realized it, while the satyr sat back and watched for a few moments, eyes alight as he smiled at my futile efforts. He leaned in once more to whisper in my ear, telling me it was no use, his mouth so close to me that I could feel his warm breath on my skin. They'd done this before, his voice teased, and they knew exactly how to render me helpless, how to keep me as long as they wanted. His fingers were touching me again, tracing my hip bone and then creating a long, winding pattern over my abdomen. His hand kept working its way up my body while they told me they'd keep me exposed, just like this. Every part of my body available to him for their satisfaction. And then his fingers were touching my breast, making me pull frantically at my bonds again. But he just laughed, delighted with my struggles, and his hand cupped my breast, so the heat of his firm touch soaked into my soft skin. I felt all hope leave me when he said that. And my body went limp. I had never felt so vulnerable, and his touch seemed to set all my nerves on fire. To make things worse, the other satyrs stepped closer, some sitting beside me in the grass, and I closed my eyes tightly, hoping it was all just a dream. that didn't keep them from touching me. I could feel all these satyrs, all men, exploring my body with their hands, and I knew I couldn't do anything to stop it. I couldn't move. I couldn't get away. I didn't even have clothing to slow them down. I couldn't beg or bargain with them either. All I could do was lie there, naked, tied tightly, unable to make a sound except moans and gasps, becoming increasingly humiliated every time they made me react to their touches. Then I heard the first satyr's voice in my ear again, telling me to relax, that they would break me in gently, that they didn't want to harm me. His words were strangely comforting. And almost against my will, that nervous feeling was replaced by an aroused thrill as the satyrs stroked their hands up and down my arms, along my sides. Two of them cupping my breasts and gently squeezing. More hands caressing my legs, all the way down from my hips to my feet, tickling lightly over the soles. That was even worse. I'm horribly ticklish and tied like that. I could only lie there and take it while they made me squirm. When the satyr told me they would do as they pleased with every inch of me, I felt almost hypnotized by his voice. My eyes opened to look into that shimmering blue, and he held my gaze for a moment before taking my face in his hands, his lips brushing over my cheek, drawing another whimper from me. My eyes fluttered closed again as his lips pressed to mine, soft and warm, and that single intimate touch sending more pleasure through me than every hand on my body. To my sheer humiliation, I felt the last traces of resistance leaving me, like they were drawn out of me through that kiss. My lips parted at some unspoken command, his tongue sliding between them, hot and slick, tasting of spice and heat as he leisurely explored my mouth with the same intimate thoroughness that his companions were using on the rest of me. I gradually became aware of several other voices, the satyrs commenting how soft and sensitive my skin was under their hands, pointing out every reaction, how hard my pink nipples were from even the lightest touches, how I shivered when their fingers teased along my hip bones or tickled my inner thighs. I felt a blush rising hotly on my face and chest at their words, and they noticed that too. It only spurred them on, their speech becoming more explicit and seductive as their fingers explored every inch of my body, save my most private parts between my widespread legs. The first satyr broke the kiss and pulled back, seeming to disappear into the crowd surrounding me, leaving me to be ravished by dozens of satyrs. Another satyr This one with a deep black beard, longer hair, and a broad grin was sitting between my legs, one hand rubbing my thigh while the other was wrapped around his cock. He was stroking himself slowly, coaxing the hard shaft from its furry sheath, watching my reaction. His thick cock quickly became swollen and hard until he was larger than most human males. But what was most alarming was the shape. The satyr phallus has three glands, a large head, broad and smooth, that I knew would stretch me so wide. But below that head were two more, each with a very defined ridge. I whimpered again, despite myself, half-heartedly tugging at my bonds, my humiliation escalating again when I realized that same curiosity that drew me there was making me wonder how it would feel to be stretched and filled by a triple-headed cock. And not out of fear, but desire. I get to be the first one to stretch that tiny hole, the black-haired satyr rumbled in a deep voice, his grin widening, which made me feel a little afraid again. His hand moved slowly up and down the shaft of his member, until a drop of pre-cum formed at the tip, dripping down onto my lower abdomen. It felt hot on my skin and slippery wet. While I watched him, unable to tear my gaze away from that thick cock, the others were preparing me, touching me in every sensitive place they could find. They stroked me behind my knees, along my tummy. They gently pinched and pulled my nipples until they were swollen. They licked my neck and wrists with hot, slick tongues. The black-haired satyr slid his hand up my thigh until his fingertips touched my smooth, bare pussy lips, lightly drawing those fingers down my tender folds. And I flushed again as I realized how wet I'd become. He pressed his fingers between my labia, touching me slowly, both savoring the feel of me and forcing me to register that deliberate touch as he traced over my silken folds, down, down, until he reached my entrance. His fingers paused there, rubbing light circles around my tight, wet hole, giving me a tingling massage that made me moan aloud. I heard the others laughing at my reaction, and then suddenly the satyr's knees were pressing into my bare thighs, the coarse hair brushing against my skin, and the head of his cock, so hot and hard, was rubbing against my slippery, wet cunny. I tried to protest, still unable to speak, unable to do anything but whimper and moan and feel every touch from these wicked satyrs. The black-haired satyr grinned at me again as he pressed forward slightly, his cock sliding up my pussy to push at my swollen, sensitive clit, making my entire body tremble with the first ripples of pleasure. He began to rub the heads of his cock along my pussy, each ridge tugging at my clit, the ripples turning into waves as he masturbated me with his heavy member. He spoke again, still concentrating on rubbing me, saying, "We've done this before, pretty girl. We can make you enjoy this. We want you to enjoy this." He continued to steadily massage my throbbing clit, his shaft now coated with my wetness so it could slide against me easily. "We want you to enjoy this because then your body can take so much more. It's why we're so gentle at the start." And that made my heart pound again, although I couldn't bring myself to try to struggle anymore. "If we break you in carefully," he said, while he moved his cock slowly down to rest against my dripping hole, "this will all last far longer. And we want to play with our new toy for a long, long time." I shivered and whimpered at his words, knowing I couldn't do anything to stop him or any of the other satyrs. Their hands were still stroking me gently, almost soothingly, as they watched, enraptured, anticipating, their eyes fixed on my exposed and spread pussy as the black-haired satyr pushed his hips forward again. That smooth, round head began to stretch my tight hole open, making me ache slightly as he advanced. And he moaned and loudly described how nice and warm my little pink flower was. I'm sure I was blushing crimson, and I wanted to disappear into the grass from humiliation. He shifted his hips closer, that rough hair prickling my skin, and he leaned over me to rest his weight on his hands, his cock still pressed against my entrance. His hips rocked against me, making short thrusts to ease his hard, throbbing cock into me. Every tiny advance, coaxing my pussy open a little further. As he sank deeper into my tight hole, I felt slight tingles beginning to run through my pussy again, and I tried to squirm from the pleasure. And this only served to heighten my helplessness, though, with my legs stretched so wide that my hips could barely shift at all. The others were teasing me more now, a hand rubbing on either side of my sensitive clit, trying to help me relax and accept the satyr's massive phallus, the others massaging every part of my body, from my toes all the way up to my breasts. I glanced around, that curious part of me wanting to see the owners of those hands, and I whimpered again when I realized all the satyrs were stroking their erect cocks with one hand while touching me with the other as they watched the slow fuck of my stretched pussy intently. I moaned then as more of the head pressed into me, almost forcing my cunny open, and that black-haired satyr murmuring encouragement to me. He kept saying things like, "That's it, let me in. Let my hard cock open your soft little flower, pretty girl. Going to stretch you so good." And then, with a slightly harder thrust, I was stretched wider than ever by this incredibly thick cock. A cry forced out of me as he filled me. He told me I felt so good, and then he'd stretch me so I could take my punishment and learn my first lesson, while his hips still thrust carefully, but with more urgency. He leaned down to kiss my mouth wetly, sensually, his tongue licking at my lips until they parted to allow him to deepen the kiss. My entire body relaxed as his tongue snaked into my mouth, touching and probing, and I gasped around that tongue when suddenly the first head of his cock slipped fully into my pussy, my entrance closing around that first ridge and holding him snugly inside me. I felt him smile against my lips, not breaking the kiss, halting the thrust so he could enjoy the pressure of my pussy wrapped around his member and to let me get used to the size of him. His tongue teased mine for several moments before he leaned back up, telling me to make lots of noise for them as he grinned cheekily at me, moving his hips in a circle so his cock shifted and rubbed inside me, making me feel the massive size of him, forcing unexpected waves of pleasure and moans from my trapped body. My hole was so tiny by comparison that it almost hurt being filled by the head alone. But the tingling rivulets of pleasure gradually made the ache subside as I adjusted. And he asked me if I liked it, and I found myself nodding without really meaning to admit such a thing. And with glee, he replied he had so much more to give me and asked, just to make me blush again, if I wanted a little more. His hips snapped forward and I moaned again, louder this time, as my pussy began to stretch open even further. His cock touched me inside just incrementally deeper, but it was enough to make me shudder under him. The satyr returned to his rhythm of short thrusts, but I stretched much more readily now that the first head had opened me up. My resistance was entirely gone. I still blushed every time the satyr's cock made me moan and whimper, but I could feel myself accepting his cock with far more willingness, even eagerness, than I could bear to admit. I knew there was no use in resisting, that I had to take that throbbing cock. Another shudder racked my body as the second head slipped into me, and this time the satyr pressed forward, pushing his cock steadily deeper until I felt the tip touching my cervix. And he stopped, this grinding against me to torment me with wave after wave of pleasure. I could just feel the flare of the third ridge at the opening of my pussy, almost beginning to stretch me once more. The satyr frowns slightly, pushing harder, trying to fit the third ridge inside me. The pressure of the tip against my tender cervix becoming uncomfortable for a few moments before he relented. His grin returned as he looked up at me, saying it didn't matter, that the point was to open up my little hole. And he slowly drew his cock out of me, my cunny clinging to him so that each ridge pulled at my sensitive walls. And he asked me if I felt stretched, just to humiliate me further. I could only whimper as he pulled his cock fully out of me, then immediately pushed it into my pussy all over again, forcing it inside me slowly, steadily. This time, his progress easier, but still accompanied by that aching stretch from the sheer size of the satyr's cock. He began a slow but steady fuck, pulling all the way out of me each time, making me take those two heads again and again, gradually building speed, pausing occasionally to grind his cock into me, the tip massaging my poor cervix while the rest of his cock rubbed me deliciously. It was the intensity on his face that sent a nervous thrill through me again, just before he began fucking me faster. His thrusts becoming harder, demanding. He only slid that second ridge out of me, the first rubbing over that special spot deep inside my sensitive pussy. My moans becoming more frequent as the pleasure began to build. I could feel it burning and tingling in my core, growing with every thrust, my cunny tightening around him even more. He halted in order to circle his hips once more, leaning down to look me in the eyes. "I want you to feel this, so pay close attention," he groaned, and then pumped hard and deep into me once, twice, three times, my pleasure surging until, on that third thrust, just as I was poised on the edge of orgasm, I felt his member throb and spurt hot cum inside me, over and over, the satyr semen splashing deep into my cunny. The sensation was almost agonizing, every pulse causing my pussy to spasm as I came hard on his cock, the tingling pleasure growing and growing until I could hardly bear it. I don't know how long I moaned and trembled under him as he filled me, but I realized suddenly that he was pulling out of me, my pussy almost grasping at his softening cock, as though desperately needing to remain stretched open. Not that it mattered. The dark-haired satyr had barely withdrawn and stood before another satyr took his place, pressing an equally large cock into my dripping hole. My whimpers were desperate as I realized I wouldn't be allowed to rest, and I was so sensitive from the stretching and fucking I just received that I could already feel another orgasm building inside me. My mind was clearing a little, and the humiliation settled in again. I couldn't come for them again. Staked to the ground, naked, spread open. A second satyr now fucking me steadily harder with his triple-headed cock. He moaned, clearly enjoying the heat and tightness of my pussy, even though he too could only get the first two heads inside me. It didn't seem to bother him, his thrusts quickly becoming faster, the dark-haired satyr's semen dripping wetly down my bottom as the ridges of this new cock pulled it from me. The other satyrs seemed eager to make me come for them again and began using their mouths on me as well as their hands. I felt my stiff nipples enveloped in the wet warmth of two satyrs' mouths, their beards scratching pleasantly against my breasts. Another satyr was licking at my belly button, occasionally sucking at the soft skin around it, while his fingers stroked my swollen clit, every little touch sending another wave of pleasure to that growing orgasm in my core. Satyrs were licking my palms and sucking my fingers into their mouths, their tongues wrapped around them, others kissing along my inner arms and licking at my neck. The first satyr reappeared to bend over me, pressing a kiss to my lips and flicking his tongue against mine. I could feel the excitement and tension around me building constantly. They had been holding back, I suddenly knew, but as the satyr between my legs was able to pump my pussy faster and faster, all the other satyrs understood that soon they wouldn't have to be so careful with me. And that thought made my pussy spasm. My orgasm washed over me, the satyr groaning loudly and thrusting once more hard and deep into me, emptying his balls fully before withdrawing. I half expected the next satyr to start with a more punishing speed, but he eased into me as well, nuzzling my neck and licking at my pulse. He was bigger, and my cunny had to readjust to accommodate his girth, the ache returning while those ridges rode over all the now oversensitive spots inside my pussy. As soon as he had the first two heads inside me, he began fucking me faster, the steady pace quickly becoming a pounding rhythm. I cried out as the heads forced another orgasm from my poor pussy, making me spasm around yet another thick cock. And this satyr didn't stop. He just thrust hard and deep, faster and faster, over and over, his teeth nipping at my neck, his movements almost wild until he slammed into me as deep as he could and filled me to overflowing with more hot satyr cum. And then another was pressing inside me, all the way to the very end of me, taking a few experimental thrusts to fuck the last satyr's cum from my still lightly clenching pussy. Then he too pounded my tender pussy without mercy. To my surprise, I felt yet another orgasm building inside me. I already felt weak. I didn't think I could possibly manage to come again. But that inhuman cock, those ridges, the thickness of him putting pressure on all the right places, and yet another orgasm was pulled from me, the tingling pleasure becoming torturous and making me nearly scream from the sensation. My body was limp beneath the rutting satyr and still weak when the next took his place, But still they fucked me, taking me over and over. The cocks beginning to blur one into the other as every satyr took my pussy hard and fast, each trying to get that third head in, encouraging me to take it like a good toy, to take their cocks all the way, murmuring to me soothingly whenever I whimpered helplessly after each orgasm, nearly in tears from the intensity of it all, telling me it was okay, that they would teach me, they would help me practice until I could take every cock there to the hilt. And all the while they keep making me come, either by those tormenting ridges and merciless strokes, or by teasing fingers on my swollen, hypersensitive clit, and the hot splashes of cum deep inside me, all of the things they kept saying, whispering in my ears, they fucked me senseless. I was exhausted, but I couldn't stop coming. It was almost a game to them, each one trying to fuck every drop of cum out of me, the heads of their cocks scooping the semen from my pussy and making it drip down over my bottom, puddling under me in the grass, and then trying to push that third head into my tingling, spasming pussy, shoving their cocks punishingly hard against my cervix when they filled me again. I lost track of time. I lost count of how many satyrs had fucked and filled me, how many had used my body for their pleasure and made me come for them in the middle of the sunny meadow. I heard a familiar voice in my ear, the first satyr saying with that smooth, low voice that my first lesson was almost over as he thrust his cock into me with a loud groan. Even with all those massive cocks fucking me relentlessly, my pussy was still stretched tight around him, and I moaned in response, not sure if it was his cock or his voice that made me tingle and tremble under him. He began to slowly fuck me, drawing it out, keeping his promise to make this last. And then suddenly, the third head slipped inside me, stretching my aching pussy to its limits, the tip pushing against my cervix, even causing it to open slightly. Nothing I'd ever felt before could even come close to this. Nothing had opened me this deeply, and I panted for breath as he tenderly licked my cheek, kissed my neck, whispered in my ear what a good little toy I was, taking all three heads of a big satyr cock in my pretty pussy. I was still shaking, struggling to process being this full, my body hardly knowing what to do with the sensation of the tip of his cock opening my cervix even that tiny little bit, when he ground his hips against me, making me feel his cock stretch me more, own me, the tip tormenting my poor sensitive cervix, now so thoroughly punished by satyr cock that even it was surrendering to them. The slow, deliberate strokes were almost worse. He withdrew fully, making me feel every head pop out of my tightly stretched pussy before pressing them all the way back in, the satyrs around me counting and applauding, making sure I didn't forget for a single moment that I was on display and being fucked for them. That first satyr began to thrust harder, still with those long, tormenting strokes, his own moans becoming louder as my hot, wet pussy caressed his sensitive cock. I could feel another orgasm building unbearably, every thrust adding to the heat pooling in my belly as my pussy tried to tighten, only to be forced open again and again by a hard thrust all the way inside me and then back out again and again and again, mercilessly fucked into the ground. He was drawing this out, driving hard, but not letting himself come, not yet. His hand slipped down to my pussy lips, stroking my almost painfully swollen clit with his thumb while he watched my face closely, smiling that damned half smile when I gasped at the thrill of pleasure running through me. He leaned down to my ear once more, whispering words I'll never forget. You like this, don't you? We know you do. You've come too many times for us to not like it. Just once more, pretty. Just come one more time, and your first lesson will be over. He punctuated that last sentence with a particularly hard thrust. And with a loud moan, I came harder than ever on the satyr's cock. He held himself still for a few moments, enjoying the feel of my pussy massaging his stiff member before allowing himself release, filling me with spurt after spurt of hot cum until it was spilling out around his cock. I could hardly breathe, my entire body aching and drained. I felt the tiniest relief in the thought that it was finally over. I could finally rest. And just as I began to slip into a sweet unconsciousness, I felt that first satyr stroke my cheek again. I could almost hear his half smile as he told me they weren't done yet, that I could rest, but that this was only my first lesson, and that I would come with them now, and they would start teaching my pussy to take them fully, until they could press their balls tight against me while they pumped me full of their cum. I only had enough energy to whimper as they untied me, one of the satyrs lifting my limp body from the soft grass to carry me away.